Now it's time for Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue, Joe Grande, Mark and Craig Wasserman, the Pop Brothers in Law, the world's number one source for everything cannabis. And we answer your voicemails. Call in at 800-420-1980 and leave us one today.
That's not the guest. Those are the guests that are here. They're all...
Craig and Mark, we're going to start the show right now, but I mean, if you guys want to continue talking, or better yet, Craig, just bring us in since you're talking already and you started the show.
Okay, so
you
kind of
started the
show. Let's do it.
You started, so go ahead and keep going.
Oh, this is
the
show.
This is the show. We're on.
Welcome to Cannabis Talk 101.
Uh-huh.
Here with Joe Grande, Blue, the famous Pot Brothers at Law, and we got... we got such a great show for you today. It's awesome. We've got some people coming in. They're going to talk about weed, and we're going to talk about weed, and we're all going to talk about weed. What do you think, Joe?
I don't think that's the show we're going to do right now. I think the show we're going to do right now is
the M&R show.
To, and your fucking brother making up his names of his shows.
It's the M&R show.
Do you have any idea what M&R means?
Yes.
What?
Message and response.
Oh, wow. I read the text messages that my little brother sends out. I know everything, don't I?
And why do you smile your fucking left eye shut so hard? And your right eye stays... I feel
I'm
like you're Popeye.
Exactly. I'm an old fuck.
I'm like, can you quit? Close your... I feel like you're up to something.
You know what? I have a problem.
Yeah,
you're
well, don't we
fun
all?
Of my problem?
No, it's... Yeah.
Are you really?
Yeah, of course I am. That's what friends do.
I got a sagging eyelid.
That's what friends do. I got to
get eyelid
surgery. I
got
saggy tits and you made fun of those earlier today, too.
I did not.
What do you mean?
I agreed with the boob moves.
So, you guys, thank you for listening to the Cannabis Talk 101 as Craig infamously brings us in so nicely. You're just the best at it.
Let's get some comments.
It's just crazy.
Call and comment on
800-420-1980. 800-420-1980. And we have had a comment, and the guy said that you're funny, but don't bring us in. And because we listen to the listeners, we wanted to bring it in. Because you and your brother were whispering over here talking, Lord knows about what. And Mark, it's good to have you back here again. I know you're probably missed the next show or part of it or whoever,
well,
whatever. You're in and out.
I you gotta know work.
That's
I'm
a good
busy
sign.
Guy.
You're busy, but Blue's out right now doing some other stuff as we all get ready for doing things around here. But we do have Pitt, Jeremy, and Jennifer in the building.
Yeah.
Sitting here working hard with us. We're going to listen to some more voicemails, Craig.
Let's hear it.
See what people have to say and answer some questions. Let's go to number one, Pitt. Play it.
Hey, what's up, guys? My name's Josh from Chino Hills, California. I was wondering a question for the Pop Brothers at Law. Now that the NBA Players Association and the NBA is now not testing for cannabis, do you think that there'll be some rewording in their guys in their contracts stating that they can smoke cannabis throughout the year during next season as well?
Oh, that's a good question. Josh, was it? I think he said his name was in Covina. It's funny because when that happened and now they're in the bubble in Florida playing, they said they weren't going to be testing for cannabis in the NBA. It's a good question. Your guys' thoughts and theories on this, as you guys are now sports attorneys and
right, we know
cannabis
all,
attorneys.
You know, I just got done reading the collective bargaining agreement, actually.
Honestly, you did?
Yeah. It was a great read. Really? Really?
You never like, know really? With you. You might have been on the shitter for 3 days and reading it.
But I do the read the news. I do read the newspaper.
The actual paper.
Exactly.
The actual
not on an
paper.
iPad or a fucking
no,
computer.
He got to read it.
He still gets the paper.
You got to fold it a certain way.
And he has
He has a little boy deliver it that's on a bicycle.
No, they're in the cars now and they whip it out the window. I have been.
You're just a pervert, Mark. I know exactly where you went with that.
So,
and you're such a sick man, and that's why I love
you. What I have read is that they're hoping that it extends over to the next regular season.
I think everybody's hoping that
it should.
Not only should, but the other organizations, meaning, you know, NFL, NHL, MLB.
Yeah, the NFL isn't as good as everybody made
MLS,
it seem to be in the headlines.
You know, get all the leagues, fucking throw rugby in there as well, you name it. And I'm talking women's as well. You know, not only that, Los Angeles is going to be having a professional women's soccer team soon. So as you look at all these different leagues and organizations, allow them all to scratch the fucking cannabis testing.
Scratch it out.
As if, oh, you're going to be fine. You know, this is a great question. I'm sure he left it right when that hit
about
NBA not being tested, and when we talked to Matt Barnes about it, when we had him on, Matt Barnes was excited about it too, knowing that, and he said a lot of players, without putting them out there, are smoking weed.
Yep.
You know, and I'm sure tons are out there. I mean, they're getting busted for not wearing their mask and inviting women over to their rooms. But
right,
it's the NBA, and
you can only live in a bubble. Bubble now. I don't know. They're cut out of that activity.
It's so funny about the bubble and allowing other people to only watch NBA players and quote unquote their activity. Meaning bringing chicks there, and it's like, are they going to be smoking weed? Who's going to be the ones to rat on it? Is it going to be some type of assistant? Is it going to be a fucking, you know, trainer? Is it going to be an assistant? You know,
I wonder if they have a smoking.
Shit's going to happen.
You think they have a smoking lounge?
I don't think so. I think the smokers
they have a hotline.
Smoke.
They have a hotline. For,
yeah,
for
I mean,
snitch.
Players are getting snitched on for not wearing masks. You can't get snitched on for smoking weed now, so that's a good part. But, you know, you can probably get snitched on for having women come visit you because you're not supposed to have it.
You can get snitched on for going across the street to get the weed because you're leaving the bubble. You're not supposed to leave the bubble. But the one guy went to pick up food or something, right? I forget who it was, but, you know, those are some of the things.
Re-quarantine.
And not only that, Dwight Howard got busted for not wearing the mask.
Yeah,
Dwight,
he said there was no one around.
Fucking big you are. Doesn't matter. No one's around.
He said no one was around. If no one's around, that's ridiculous. If no one's around.
I actually agree 1,000% with that, Craig. Not only if no one's around.
Especially Dwight, man. He's made an awesome comeback.
He has.
Right?
He, you know what?
From how he left LA to come back.
It's so funny as you say that. Yeah. We're watching something and Dwight Howard comes on and my wife goes, oh, she like kind of bashed him. I go, babe, it's fucking Dwight Howard. He's a 1%er that's playing in the NBA. What do you mean he's a bum? Because she's like,
well, he had a bad year with us. It wasn't great.
Don't get me wrong, right?
But my
wife's a huge sports fan. She goes, yeah, but I just look back when he was with the Lakers. He could have done so much better when he was playing with Kobe. And I go, babe, but he went to a couple other teams, came back. He even admitted he fucked around.
He did, right?
That when he was playing with Kobe, he should have played harder, took a little more serious. I go, he owned up to it. So it's not like
he let his ego go.
Yeah, and the funnier part about even that is we had a closer connection. One of our good friends was his assistant. When I say assistant, meaning his driver and doing everything for him, not like business assistant,
right.
But worked for him full time, you know, and his crew. So he was constantly driving with him and had nothing but really actually good things to say about the guy. So on a side note, heard nothing but good things that worked with him directly. But my wife goes, what a bum he is. I go, how you call Dwight Howard a fucking bum? The guy's playing in the NBA.
Not this season.
And he had a great beginning of the season before COVID. And I think he's going to be able to. Exactly. I think he's going to finally get a championship.
I think so.
This is the team that looks like they got a chance to get healthy, and it's going to be short. Lakers have a good chance. And, I mean, I know they're actually playing right now as we speak. I don't know how well they're going to be doing, but, you know, when we're recording, as we're recording this podcast, they have a game going on right now.
We'll put it on.
Oh, they're playing the Clippers.
No, the Clippers played yesterday.
Put it up. Put it up on the screen.
No, we can't put it up in here. I don't think we can get it in here. We don't have the technology to pull up that game.
It's on the...
All right, well, we'll find out.
We'll get it. Well, that was a good call that brought us talking about the NBA. And once again, everybody hopes it could happen. Pop Brothers at Law are going to always...
We want it.
Want it, and everybody get it.
Want it.
I mean, what do you think, though, it's going to take for the other leagues? Now, here's a thought. Like, what do you think? Is it going to be the NBA to abolish it altogether from their organization?
It might be when the feds do it.
You think when the feds do it, all their organizations will have to, but...
No, they won't have to.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They don't have
to. They can do whatever they want.
A rule to play here, you still get drug tested for cannabis, quote unquote, that's the drug.
Right.
As well as cocaine and steroids.
The NFL has a... I think the NFL might do it first. You know, with all the NFL players we've been talking with and all that stuff going on, and then
they said they weren't going to fire him for it, but yet they're still going to make him go to rehab. That's my understanding
for weed
of what happened.
Rehab for the weed
for the
cannabis. For NFL. That's when the big headlines came out that, you know, they're not testing for it, or really it was they're not going to fire them over it. But I believe you have to go to rehab.
I did not hear that or see that. Jeez, that's crazy.
Yeah, the headline really was misleading.
Not sure if you guys watched the games yesterday, because yesterday was pretty much the tip-off as we record this podcast. But on the courts, they have it in big, bold letters, Black Lives Matter. And I was watching a game yesterday. I was watching two games yesterday, actually, as I'm a huge sports fan. And I was like, wow, that's dope. You know, It's just great. It's just great when you see an organization like the NBA who's definitely dominant African-American. And it's like, support this fucking cause and put it out there in front of people's faces. But yet, I go like this. I wonder how many NBA fans are going to go, why is that shit written on the fucking basketball court?
You know what?
I don't know. I don't
as think a sin,
gonna,
well, you got
I
it.
Don't think it's going to be as many as if it was
I'm
a
I'm not
football.
Saying as many. I'm just saying people. I'm not saying there's going to be a lot of them. I'm just worried about the one person. I'm just, how many, you know, the, these people that
do
are
going to do you not think there's going to be that one person?
Are there going to be a fucking lot more than one? Right. I think there'd be more than we think there is. And I'm wondering.
Then good, let them turn it off and not
that's
watch.
That's what I'm wondering. Right. If they're going to fucking turn it off, Craig, is where I'm going with that.
We'll see I'm what wondering the ratings.
If, you know what?
Reading
if they have that much of a conviction for it, then turn off the fucking TV.
They do, though.
Then you turn see off the these, TV.
You see your
watch.
Cousins that are Trump supporters that are driving around in their golf carts and white power. Come on.
And if they're going to watch the, you were in a golf cart with a Trump supporter a couple weeks ago.
I always am when I'm in Cotto. They're all fucking Trump supporters. I just can't talk politics. Let's just golf, smoke cigars, and
right, so I say we move on.
Yes. Let's go
next
to
call.
Another. Great transition there. What's next, Pitt?
Sorry. Hi, this is Derek. Okay. I just recently enlisted to the military. I leave next week, and I wanted to know if do you think cannabis will be able to be in the military anytime soon?
No.
No.
Mark, great question, ahead, Derek. Mark, wait, hold on. But great question,
yeah,
Derek, and we appreciate what you're doing for the country.
Thank you.
By enlisting. We do not think it the military is going to allow use while you're in the military. Anytime in the near future, he should go check out Major CBD page.
Yes,
give him his page.
Major CBD. He just said
Major CBD.
Major CBD. Sean
IG.
Major.
Sean Major.
Sergeant.
That's it.
Sergeant Sean Major.
He was one of the first actual enlistees, I believe, who was
active.
Allowed to active duty, who was actually allowed to medicate
with CBD.
With CBD, correct?
Yeah.
So that's not really kind of what he asked. Do you think it will?
No.
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 No, that's the answer, no.
Even if it goes federally legal?
No. Even if it's federally legal, they're not going to allow it in the Army.
And I don't think the Army tests you while after you go through boot camp. I could be wrong, and maybe someone can call in and tell us because I don't know. But I'd be curious, the testing would be before you enroll.
They test. I have a...
active duty test?
Yes. Yeah.
Is it random or like every month or what do you know?
No, I think it's random because I have a...
Call Jeremy in here, please. Thank you. Yeah, call Jeremy. Jeremy's just... I think he still may be active, but he was just active.
I think it's random. We've got a cousin on my wife's side who he's all fucked up. You know, he was in a couple of...
What does that mean?
He's had so many different Well, not like that, but liver problems. He's got all sorts of issues.
From war or from drinking? From injuries, from shrapnel.
And
come over here, Jeremy, please.
Stuff like that. And he's always, you know, he's using THC pens and edibles and stuff. And it was a couple years ago. I'm just trying to remember. He was using CBD. And then he asked me for some. And I said, I have this. It's THC. He goes, no, I might get tested. And he's in the Army.
And with that, we'll be back after this break.
So Jeremy just walked in the building, and Jeremy works with us in the office, and he's a veteran in the Army. Correct, vet? Correct, Jeremy?
Yes, that's right.
And he's been on our podcast, which is great. If you haven't listened to the one, it was really good, as he uses cannabis for PTSD, and he has his little dog Scrappy and all this other good stuff. But we've been talking right now, and we don't know this answer. First off, the question was, though, let me ask you the question. Do you think cannabis will ever be legal in the military?
Honestly, that's a tough one. I don't think so.
You don't think so? Okay, yeah. Right. Okay. Now the next question is this. When did you, as you enlisted in the military, get tested for cannabis? Was it before? And then did they have random testings while you were in it? And so explain that process,
yeah,
please.
Yeah. So they would, they test you before, they have random tests. And then it was common for them to test right after leave. So if we had like a block leave, let's say, and half the base was gone for 30 days or whatever, you can expect to be tested like not long after coming back.
Is there any, like the NBA, NFL, they know when the drug tests are coming. Would you go, or is that the clue? You're going on leave. Don't fucking go get high. Get high while you're here.
Right. Yeah.
After you come back, when you're going to be here for 8 months, get high those 8 months.
Right.
Take, you know, when you leave, don't get high.
I mean, you know, there's always that, you know, if you know the right people, that happens everywhere. So that happens in the military too.
Did you know people smoking weed in the military?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They were active.
Mm-hmm.
Any high ranking did you ever see?
No. They were, at that time, you know, they call it fraternization. So any NCO, which would be like an E5 or above, wouldn't typically hang out with anyone that was E4 or below. So and then the officers were separated from the enlisted. So you'd
be hanging out with your peers, basically.
Pretty much.
Yeah, because I don't get to hang out with Mark and Craig once we leave the show. They don't ever talk to me outside of this fucking, only this room I get looked at.
That's not true.
Even when we walk by, when we park next to each other, and I will literally, when the morning, go, hi, Mark, hi, Craig, and they act like they don't hear me. Then when we come in the show, it's like they put the headphones on, and hey, Joe, how are you?
I take issue with that. We let you smoke next to us outside.
Okay, you guys aren't that bad. You guys do hang out with me a little bit. Craig drunk calls me quite a bit too, so that's a little different. He doesn't drink anymore. So people only hang out with each other, and that's when they're smoking amongst each other. That's what you've seen.
Right.
Have you heard stories?
And what happens if you get caught?
Kicked out, no?
Yeah.
They hang you.
Yeah, if you get caught, execution. You get like
shot,
like the black sheep.
Dishonorable
sure.
discharge.
Is it the dishonorable discharge?
No, you can. It depends. There's,
for smoking
there's a
weed, though, you can.
You can. Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Off duty.
You can.
Ridiculous.
Yep. Off work, not serving. It's
on leave.
And if
on
you get,
leave.
If you get busted on leave, you get twice the punishment. So you have to go through the civilian legal, and then you have to do the military.
Right.
So you get
Wow.
When you get a DUI in the military, you really
get
like,
fucked.
Yeah,
you're fucked.
You hurt yourself.
I've had a couple of those over the years.
Definitely.
So I hope. Well, I guess me more hoping. I know we all hope it is, but I think as well that once it goes federally legal, whether it be next year, 2025, who knows? I think that a few years after that, it's going to gradually bleed into the military with the off-duty time, and as long as you're not, and they may test if you. But how the? As
you're
I say
la
that,
land.
I'm talking myself. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Am
it's
I
never
talking myself?
It's
I
mean, not
am I,
happening.
Am I in La La Land with yes. it? Thinking? You don't
I
think
wish
the government
to.
Will be like, you know what? It's just like alcohol.
They're gonna
it's
go what? Like, they're gonna have one of those oh moments. Oh.
But yet, they don't test for fucking opiates. They don't test for codeine.
They do, but those get out of your system quicker usually. Like, you know, if somebody, like, people do coke, you know, it gets out of your system in a few days. You know, you smoke one joint, and, you know, it
so
might linger.
You see what they're doing? They're making guys in the military go on leave, and instead of smoking some pot, they're going to go do coke and
or,
all this
better
other
yet,
shit.
OxyContin.
Yeah.
Yep. You know what I mean? Like, these yep. drugs like Oxy or not Viagra, but yeah, all the other ones. That just make them, you know, mess them up. And they're killers. Number one killers for white males are pills. And it's like, that's okay, guys. Go ahead and do those. We're not even going to test you for them. Well, thank you, Jeremy. I appreciate it. Go ahead and go back
thank
to work.
You right
thank you
for your service.
Yeah,
brother.
Always thank you for
always
your service.
You.
It's Cannabis
thank
Talk 101.
Fellas.
We'll come back with some more questions. Yes, it's Cannabis Talk 101.
Welcome
we are
back.
Answering your questions. 800-420-1980. It's 800-420-1980. And if you ever want to follow us on Instagram, it's at Cannabis Talk 101, at Pop Brothers at Law with an underscore in between each word. And Mark is at Waslaw. Craig's at Waslaw. Dog Blues at one. Christopher Wright. I am Joe Grande, 52. Ooh. And I can't believe that the message that I got on my personal cell phone, and it was, tell Mark that slam poem is amazing. And I want to play it for you, Mark, right now. Oh, shit, I deleted it. But it was such a good message that I had that they loved your slam poem.
All right, Pitt, what we got?
But let's listen to some other voicemails that we have here. All right, maybe I'm just trying to make my buddy look good. Nobody likes
it. Hey, what's going on? This is Matthew calling from Arizona.
Hi, Matthew.
I got a question for the wild Joe Grande. I want to know, can he love cannabis and still support the police?
Huh. I don't see anything wrong, Matthew, with loving cannabis and supporting the police. When I was smoking weed all the time, I remember, and I was lucky at the time, that I used to smoke a lot of blunts and roll up to the nightclubs because I was on the radio station, and the cops would just let me walk right in and do my thing. So I think there's nothing wrong, actually, with supporting cannabis and supporting the police. I don't support, like, I feel
supporting
like it's a checkpoint.
The good
it's,
police.
Like, yeah, I'm not
good,
supporting
good
the bad
police.
Cops or looking at cops that just do fucked up things. But
so Joe, you support the police now, huh?
All day, every day, I support the police.
And Donald Trump?
Nope. That's Why? You. Because you got, look at your Trump tattoo, dog. There's a T on your shoulder. And that's not for T-shirt. No, but thank you, Matthew, for your
Welcome
call.
Welcome to the show.
And you guys, what do you think?
There should be both.
It should go hand in hand.
You should be able to do both.
I think, yeah.
Love cannabis and love support the police. But it's support the good police. And the police who don't overstep their bounds, the police who are doing it for the right reasons.
And I'm going to go as far reasons. As saying, I support the bad police that need to get help. Like, I'm supporting you to open your eyes, start smoking a joint, and
make
get
sense.
Some help. Yes, it does. Like, I support you to get help with that fucking lazy eye you got. They just see a doctor.
They just need to understand the Constitution and people's rights. You know, the constitutional cops, like the captain from Kentucky calls himself. We need more of that.
I actually, that cop, I love what he does. That's the one that comes out and does the script.
Yeah,
every night, him and his
squad.
Have we ever heard back from him and when he's going to come
on? Yeah. He's going to reschedule. But every night, him and his squad review and recite the script before they go out on their beat.
Let's discuss this. Let's recite the script. It's been a while.
It really has been a while.
Whose phone is ringing on the table, Craig?
I think that's Mark's.
Not me.
Jeez.
So, Craig.
Me down right away.
Craig.
Looking at his, I didn't see it.
The script. That we haven't had a good breakdown of the script in a while. First off, how did it even come about?
Well, I did it all myself.
Is that true?
No, it's not true.
Did you really have anything to do with it, Craig?
No.
Besides, you could share an office with me and fucking start giving me half the money that comes in?
You know what? If you listen, if you shut your, you know what, mouth.
You can say fucking. We're on.
He wanted to say fat beaner mouth, but we're on the air.
No, he would never say that.
The race comes
out. Oh, unless we're outside hanging out together. But go ahead. He scarred me so many times.
You're horrible. You're horrible.
Okay, so come on.
So about 5 years ago when we jumped on Instagram and all that, we were trying to figure out how to educate people on how to deal with law enforcement. And we knew, shut the fuck up, don't consent to searches. And then it became, you know, how can we teach people to utilize these rights
to interact
and engage with law enforcement in a safe way so they're preserving their rights at the end of the day, and the words have to really amount to what law has been set. So we came up first, I think it was like 50 words, then it might have been 30.
When you say we though, Mark.
No, it was the other way around.
Did your brother really help you when you say we?
Yes.
To what extent?
He's the one that said,
like, you proofread it to him?
Or did you guys sit down together? It was a total collaboration.
It was a back and forth.
Sat down in a room together and went.
No, it was more like this. First, on our card, we had the tips.
On the back of our card was, I do not consent. And that was all that was on the back of the card.
Well, no, that's not
with,
true.
Well, with a little blurb. No, with a blurb that said, I do not consent to a search.
And that.
You want to read it?
I'll read it. Initially, in 1996, when I became a criminal defense attorney,
because
one of my law school.
I was trying to do a long story short.
I'm going to do a long story even longer. One of my law school professors said, on your cards, put this: I do not consent to a search. To any police officer or law enforcement personnel, I am invoking my Fifth Amendment Miranda rights and will only speak to you with my attorney present. Please allow me to contact my attorney. So in the initial, 1996.
That was the first thing you
did. That was for 1996. I was going to give this card to people. Just show that to the cop. Keep your mouth shut.
So Mark, before you started helping your brother blow this business up, what did he have on the back of his card?
He didn't do criminal defense. He was doing business and.
But I did eventually at some point put that on the back of my business cards.
Yes.
Because your brother mentioned it to you? I thought it was a good idea.
I made him.
Okay.
All right. So then the script came out.
Right. That became, when we became insta-famous or whatever, and people were having problems dealing with the cops, and we saw all that, this wasn't cutting it because the cops say stuff, what do I say? And we were getting questions. What do I say? How do I do? And so we were going back and forth. What's just the easiest thing to do? And so we ultimately came up with, and after reviewing the pertinent case law that surrounds people who get pulled over, we came up with the 25 words, which are, why did you pull me over? We have to say that because the cops have 7 to 8 minutes to write a traffic ticket unless they find other independent probable cause to further detain and search.
Now, if I'm still sitting there 10 minutes in, can I just bounce?
No.
No.
So why do you say they have 7 to 8 minutes?
Because
so
that's the law.
Shut the fuck up. You'll listen.
Just listen.
That's the law.
Attack me.
That's the law. And to directly answer what you're talking about, comply and complain later. The time to argue about things with the cop, that's not right, you can't do that, is not right there.
I love when you say that.
It's not right there.
It's true.
We know what happens.
Saying that forever.
I hate when you say it, and I love when you say it, because it's like I want to fight with the cop or say something.
You're not going to win.
And then you like put it in perspective where it's like you're so fucking right.
Yeah, because you're going to have an army against you in a second.
And we get so offended mad as an individual. Like, fuck this cop, though. Fuck. Hey,
right. And then guess what?
Stop it, you guys.
Guess what the cop says? I was afraid.
Cause.
I was afraid.
Now you
he was
just
yelling
gave him every
in my
reason.
Face. Exactly. This big monster guy was. I had to tase him, and I was afraid.
Yeah.
So
that's why you go down, Papa.
We want
day.
Yeah. We want them to tase you for going. Why did you pull me over? Then lawsuit. You win. There's nothing. They're not afraid for their life, and that's what this whole thing is geared around, to take away the crutch from the cops of saying, I'm afraid for my life. That's why I did what I did. And so a tactic, they'll come up on you and say, they might say, hey, well, how you doing today? And they maybe make small talk. So there's no pullover yet. Now you're just talking to somebody. But those cops, when they walk up, they're looking every crack and corner in your car.
So who said to what? Which one of you looked at each other and said the first words out of your mouth need to be this?
Well, I think initially it might have been, I'm not discussing my day, or it might have been, why'd you pull me over? I mean, really, I've got to go find them. I've got business cards that had a progression of one line, two lines, three lines,
four
lines.
Oh, really? Yeah.
So progression of
the script. Can't really remember, because we might even have shut the fuck up on it first. Just shut the fuck up.
That was the original thing.
And then we started doing, okay, so what's, you don't want to lie to the cops. First of all, I think maybe the case law came out where they had so much time after we already came up with, why'd you pull me over?
Right.
Not why'd you pull me over. I'm not discussing my day, because you don't want to lie to the cop. How many drinks did you have today? I saw you come out of that bar. You can tell me. One, two. It's all right.
You only had one.
I only had one, or I had none.
I had a shot in a beer.
It's all right. That's what they're going to hit him with, right? Yeah. It's all right.
Oh, they do.
But if you do that, you're incriminating yourself.
Right. Yeah. Right. So instead of lying,
they have probable cause.
Yeah. So instead of lying, I'm not discussing my day. I don't know how long it took to even come up with that, something that sounds so simple.
And it just felt the easiest.
Because it's not lying to them, you're not polite. Saying anything, and you're being polite. I'm not discussing my day.
So it wasn't one sit down then,
oh,
huh?
No. That, oh, no.
How long of a period? No. 3 months, 4 months, a year?
Maybe
what do you
a
think?
Year or so.
No, yeah, it might have been. Because we had I remember once, we have the 35 magic words, or whatever it was. And
you
then,
guys started making it up before it even was the final.
Yeah, then we were counting the words long ago. I think we had 50 at one point, the longest, and then it just, this is what it became. And after, I'm not discussing my day. And that's something it's up to you. If that cop wants to keep asking you questions, I'm not discussing my day. You can do it till you're blue in the face. If that cop, do it all day.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Or what? Say it once, and then, am I being detained or am I free to go? Because now you're giving them.
Even if they say, where were you earlier today? Am I being detained or am I free to go? Right, because that could be the next progressive answer.
Correct.
Period, no matter what they keep saying.
I say cut it right off, because why even just continue?
Don't agitate them.
Going.
But then if they keep asking questions, though, it's going to agitate no matter what, though. But you'll fight that later.
Doesn't matter.
Right.
Yeah, but either way, you answer one or the other twice, three times, 10 times.
Well, here's what happens.
You can't be afraid of agitating them, period. That's why you do it respectfully and politely, though.
When you say, am I being detained or am I free to go? That's when you find out which cop you get. Because we always say it's 50-50. Are you going to get the good cop, the bad? Which cop are you going to get?
Yeah.
And when you start doing this,
they have an idea of, a little bit what you're
right.
Fucking
you know
talking
you're
or
right.
They pull your ass out and don't care because the boss.
They know you're right.
Then you know what kind of cop you got.
That's right. and you've preserved your rights.
And now just follow along and make sure, folks, you're always recording,
filming the police.
Filming audio, video, something.
And then when you're detained, so the cop is either going to say, he's going to think, okay, this guy knows his rights. I'm giving you a warning or a ticket. Be on your way, because I'm going to get the next 10 guys who are going to blab all over the place. Or they're going to say, you know your rights, fuck you. I know everything. I'm the cop, and you're going to do what I say. I don't care what
My
you think.
My name's Craig Wasserman.
You want to see the show? Oh, God, that video just still resonates in my head.
You ready for the show?
Ready
what they're
for
talking
the
about,
show.
Though, for those of you just joining us or not understanding, is somebody's, you know, telling this cop, he's sitting there in a seat, and he's like, hey, you know, I'm not
have the authority to take me out of my car.
Yeah, you don't have the authority to take me out of
it's
my
unlawful
car.
Unlawful order.
I didn't break any laws, and then he's got the camera on him, and the cop's like, comes up to the camera and looks at the camera and goes,
flexes.
You guys ready for the show? Here it comes. And he does his seatbelt and then just yanks the dude out of the
car by the neck
and just starts attacking him, you know. And yeah.
As you guys are going to be keep talking, I'm going to go to use the restroom.
We got to follow up. Don't come back, Joe.
Please.
So, yeah, so. So
fact,
and then flush yourself down. And then if they say you're being detained, then you get out of the car and you invoke the Fifth and shut the fuck up.
So let's do the script. Let's run the script for real. Let's do it.
Okay. Big brother, what do you say when the cops first pull you over?
Why'd you pull me over?
And then when they start asking questions.
I'm not discussing my day
and they
or
get
night.
It in your face and try to scare you, intimidate
Am
you.
Am I being detained or am I free to go, sir?
And then if detained, what do you say?
Oh, shit.
I invoked the
oh,
Fifth.
Oh, shit. I invoked the Fifth.
And then what do you do?
Shut the fuck up.
Say nothing.
Getting a call from our dad. Make sure
hey, Dad.
Okay. Hey, Dad, are you okay?
So that was a.
Okay. What?
So what?
Yes, we're on the air live. I just wanted
to
make sure that
I just got thrown off what show we're doing.
No,
oh, yeah.
We're on Cannabis
but
Talk
with,
101.
But
I'll call
with,
you back.
With Av.
Sorry, that's, you know. When you have 86-year-old parents, you know.
And with that.
Well, there it is, guys. It's Cannabis Talk 101. Remember this. If no one else loves you,
we do.
Thanks for listening to another podcast of Cannabis Talk 101, the world's number one source for everything cannabis. We appreciate your voicemails you left us at 800-420-1980.